myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year, storing many men's soul and faith.
Good evening and welcome to Chatting with Celebrities and Kissing Their Asses. Hi, I'm your genial host, Ken Jones, an alias if I ever heard one. Tonight we have scored a real coup. We've snagged an interview with one of the world's most famous celebrities. A man more famous than Richard Nixon, Genghis Khan, and Mick Jagger all rolled into one. And by the way, I caution my listeners against attempting to roll Mick Jagger, Genghis Khan, and Richard Nixon into one. I did that once and really regretted it.
Kenny, are you talking about me? Please. Famous? You consider me famous? Me? Oh, come on, stop, Ken. You make me blush.
That's today's guest speaking. Your face is indeed very, very red, but isn't it always?
Most people don't know this, but I'm really kind of a shy guy, and I embarrass very easily.
No, I never would have figured that out, and if you listeners out there in Radioland haven't yet guessed the identity of our guest, he's a really hot property, a guy who's always demonstrably horny and carries a mean fork, and I don't mean a salad fork. Yes, it's the devil himself here with us today in our KBOO studio. Tell me, you devil you, what name are you going by these days? Lucifer? Beelzebub?
Well, anything but Beelzebub is fine. Beelzebub? Just too whack for me to tolerate. Don't know where it ever came from, but currently I'm leaning towards Dr. Faustus or Mephistopheles. I know it's a mouthful and maybe a bit snobbish, but I think it has a certain amount of class and sass.
Okay, Faustus, it is. I'm just guessing at this, but I'm thinking maybe 2017 has been a good year for you so far.
That's right, Kenneth. All kinds of good things have been happening for me. Global warming is proceeding at a snappy pace, hotter than hell every year since that time long ago when I invented the infernal combustion engine. Well, not literally hotter than hell, since we keep the temperature down there at a steady 2,000 degrees centigrade. Dude, you should see our fuel bills. But the warming that's happening up here on the surface, it's getting to be better and better preparation for sinners destined to spend eternity down below.
Well, that's swell. Anything else helping to get citizens ready for a life of eternal damnation in Hades?
Oh, indeed. Like there's every Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus concert, for example. They not only provide an experience akin to suffering through a seeming eternity in hell, but do something that arouses lust in every easily aroused fellow and gal. One of those concerts is an express ticket to the fiery furnace for any of my young, oversexed minions attending them. Yes, sir.
I'm supposing the election of Trump was a big feather in your cap.
No, and I say that for two reasons, Kenny. First, I don't wear a cap. Couldn't get a cap over my horns, and even if I could, the feather would probably just catch on fire. Second, I had nothing to do with Trump getting elected.
Now there's a surprise for a lot of people.
No, Ken, it was all Trump and his hearty band of idiots, Nazis, deplorables, Russians, and fans of terminably stupid reality shows. They all combined to carry that one off without my help. Which is a good thing because I was pretty busy with the likes of that little Asian fat guy with a bad tailor and worse barber.
Kim Jong-un in North Korea?
That's the one. That little ball of blob is so cute and funny. Hey, did you know that everyone in North and South Korea is named Kim?
Really? So you gave the dear leader Un a boost in putting nuclear missiles online?
Yep. If I didn't do it, who would?
You've got a point. He's not well-liked.
But me, I love that little roly-poly scamp. I say this despite the fact that he's an atheistic commie and won't admit to my existence, so much less talk to me. I don't know why. I suppose it's because he considers himself the king of evil.
The real king in the North?
More like the Commissar of Evil.
Or a one-man axis of evil?
Could one, Ken. Though he looks more like a transverse axle of evil on a Kia Sorento.
So how come you've done our radio station, KBOO, the great honor of appearing on our show?
Okay. To be honest, Ken, my first choice was OBB. They, after all, came out ahead of you in the Willamette Week Best of Portland poll. I like to go with the favorites.
Yeah, that outcome really confused me. I always thought we had a more loyal fan base. Such a disappointment.
On the contrary, all of your fans, real and potential, are slackers who are headed to hell. Those bozos are too stoned to even find 90.7 on their FM radios half the time. Still, others refuse to believe it when you plead with them about how constant infusions of money to stay on the air. Why don't you guys get real jobs? They, in their drug stupor, shout at their radios as if their radios could hear them.
Are listeners going to hell? But I always thought OPB listeners were far more evil than ours.
I've got all their names and will issue them standing invitations to come visit me. Oh yes, OPB is indeed more evil. Ironic, isn't it? Just one of so many situations that are so difficult to explain, Kenny. For instance, who would ever predicted you would use your talented New York vocal cords without so much as a penny of recompense to lull KBOO listeners into a false sense of security?
Is that what I'm doing, Dr. F?
Indeed. Without you realizing it, you and everyone else performing on the UBU Radio Theater has long been my very own unwilling helpers. We've got private bedrooms lined up for all of you down in the nether regions, nicely adjacent to the central boiler. All your beds of hot coals are made up and ready for when you make your inevitable descent. That is, except for Sempribon.
What? What about Sempribon?
Because of some kind of under-the-table payoff. He is going to heaven.
Well, there's a pisser for you. The guy with the biggest potty mouth at KBOO is going to heaven? Okay, I see our phones are lighting up. Are you ready to take some calls from our listeners, Dr. Mephistopheles?
Ah ha ha! Calls from your listeners? You labor under the delusion you actually have listeners? Wow!
We do. Listen to those phones.
Well, if it's true you have listeners, my research team messed up big time on that one. They told me you didn't. Yeah! I'm just kidding, Kenny boy. I knew you had listeners, though I don't understand why. Just kidding again. People compliment me on having such an evil sense of humor.
Well, sure, let's go ahead with the calls. I'll do my best to answer questions in a fairly civil tone.
On the line is a caller who simply wants to be addressed as some Nazi. Caller, is that right? Some Nazi?
Can't say whether it's right or wrong, and don't care one whit, neither.
Do you have a question for the devil?
How am I? Burning with hot desire. Is that your question, you Nazi freak? How am I?
No, I wanted to ask, how
hell when we up and drops dead.
You live in Portland, right? There's your first clue.
What do you mean?
Most people in this world have to live in shitholes like Baghdad, Hazel Dell, or Camden, New Jersey. But you stuck it rich living here in Portland. You hit the jackpot. But that's it for you. No more. You've gotten all the breaks you're gonna get, pal. You've had pretty mild weather, pleasant neighbors, lots of good weed, quality entertainment, oceans of beer, yada, yada, yada. Now you gotta pay for that. You and everybody else in Portland are going to hell.
Next caller, you're on the line with the devil.
Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Faustus, how do we know you're not Rolf Semprebun pretending to be the devil?
You don't.
Next caller.
Our mission minister at the last Christian church of Troutdale keeps telling us that Kabu is the spawn of the devil. Is that right?
Yep.
Our next caller is Boopsie from Boring.
Hey, you devil. I'd like to go out with you. Do you put out on the first date?
You're a goth, right? Hell's bells, I put out before the first date. I put out while I'm contemplating a first date. Hey, I'm the devil, babe.
Mail your phone number to Ubu, caller. I'll be in contact.
So, Dr. Mephistopheles, what brings you to Portland?
Book tour. I'm doing a reading tomorrow night at Powell's for my latest book. You don't have to be rich or Republican to go to hell. Though it does help.
Self-help book?
Self-help. Yeah, of course.
Hasn't it been difficult for you explaining how you're both the devil and an angel, albeit a fallen angel?
But no more difficult than Jesus explaining just what the hell a Holy Ghost is. I obtained a recording of his most recent presentation on that subject at a meeting of the Pearly Gates chapter of the Holy Mother Mary Ladies Auxiliary in January. Somebody asked him about the ghost, wanting to know if you could make a Holy Ghost costume that resembled him or her or it for Halloween with a bedsheet and a gold halo. Should have heard him hemming and hawing, trying to make sense out of that one. Those poor women were completely discombobulated.
We asked the Lord many times to visit us at Kabu, but he refuses each time. We even offered him pizza, but he says he's afraid he might catch some kind of atheist disease eating Portland pizza.
Oh, that man is such a wuss. I always had a hard time understanding how he has a following that's almost as big as mine.
We've got another caller. No, this isn't right, is it? Jeff Sessions? He doesn't listen to Kabu, does he?
You better damn well believe it, you Tommy bastard. How am I ever going to get the evidence to get you off in the air if I don't listen to you? You still there, Faustus?
Oh, yes.
Well, certainly, Jeffy. How you doing? Haven't seen you since the last Klan rally.
I thought we was going to keep that on the QT.
Oh, for cripe's sake. You think there's anybody left in doubt that you spend your finest hours running around in a sheet with a pointy white hat?
Might still be a few. What I want to know is how come you show up on this commie station, but you won't let Pat Robertson interview you on his?
Well, let's just say that bad taste does know its limits.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have left for today's show. If you'd like to hear more from the devil, he'll be reading from his latest book and signing copies.
In Blood,
tomorrow at Powell's City of Books. That wraps it up for today's edition of Chatting with Celebrities and Kissing Their Asses. Goodbye for now.
Why do you guys always say, well, that wraps it up? Wraps what up? What are you wrapping up? You're making brown paper packages tied up in string? Snowflakes on mittens and whiskers on kittens? What the hell?
This interview with the devil was brought to you by M. Watson Dodge through the auspices of KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. Ken Jones was played by Ken Jones. Dr. Faustus was played by the devil. Other people appearing on the show were
Rolf,
Isabel, the mysterious character known as M. Watson.